Romans 12 and verse 18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Verse 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we continue looking at our topic of how the mighty have fallen. Looking at today specifically, where we have fallen from. And when I say we, I mean, of course, the United States of America. Our nation was built upon Christian moral standards. William Henry Harrison, a leader in America back in 1841, in fact, on March 4th in 1841, he said this, and I quote, I deem the present occasion sufficiently important and solemn to justify me in expressing to my fellow citizens a profound reverence for the Christian religion and a thorough conviction that sound morals, religious liberty, and a just sense of religious responsibility are essentially connected with all true and lasting happiness. Notice here he only mentions sound morals and religious liberty. Nothing about anything financial or anything else, only morals and religion matter. And also notice which religion he says he has a profound reverence for, the Christian religion. This nation was built upon Christian morals. A nation that honors God as honored God as the creator and judge of all. Notice these words of Thomas Jefferson from March 4, 1801. And may the infinite power which rules the destinies of the universe lead our counsels to what is best and give them a favorable issue for your peace and prosperity. We think about what Thomas Jefferson is talking about, who he's referring to, the infinite power which rules the universe, which rules the destinies of the universe. He's talking about God. He says, may the infinite power which rules the destinies of the universe lead our counsels to what is best. He's asking for guidance from God for these counsels and give them a favorable issue for your peace and prosperity. I want you to notice next another quotation from an early leader in America concerning judgment. Consider this from Warren G. Harding in his inauguration speech on March 4th, 1921. He says, I have taken the solemn oath of office on that passage of Holy Writ, wherein it is asked, what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. This I plight to God and country. Plight is a formal pledge. And so he makes this pledge, he says here, to God and to country. You'll notice the verse he quotes here is from Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. When he says, what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? That is Micah chapter 6 verse 8. And so here it is, a leader of the nation, and he is not only quoting scripture, but he makes a pledge. He says here, this I plight to God and country. To do what? To follow these standards put forth here in Micah 6 and verse 8. And so we think about where this nation has come from and where we are going today. Let us keep in mind, if we want to do all we can to turn our nation back to God, it begins by beseeching God in prayer and making others aware of what the Bible says about such nations, as we talked about last time. Let us keep our nation and its leaders always in prayer and be the Christian example we ought to be among those in which we live and among this nation, being a Christian example of Christian morals and standards and that which is pleasing in the sight of God. Thank you for listening. Amen.